from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
I grew up here in Homestead and grew up in the steel mill days, so a lot of steel mills.
Flesh and blood principalities, battle over spiritual policies, thinking that the one is going to follow.
We were responsible for our community. You know, we say we need help, but we got to learn how to help ourselves.
A lot of people who are pioneers and icons who got us to where we are today because they used their brains. If they used their fists, we would never have heard about them.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from Fred Dingle, age 58 at the time of this interview.
My birth date is March 28, 1958. Grew up in Garfield. Garfield is one of the smaller communities in the city of Pittsburgh, and our name rings out just as much as the larger communities. It's like a Peyton Place. Everybody knows your name, your face, so that's pretty close-knit. When I was young, I had a two-parent household. Up to a certain point, my dad got sick when I was around 10 years old. I was forced to grow up real fast and be the man of the house. Spiritually, I was well-grounded. When I was a child, my mom, she was in the church. Our family has a church on the north side called Victory Baptist in Manchester. And a real strong spiritual seed was planted in me when I was young. I was banging on the coffee tables and stuff like that. My mom said, no, we got to do something about this. So she bought me a snare and a cymbal. And I've just accumulated drums to my set from that age. Singing's like one of my passions. It was a God-given talent. I think I was hearing harmonies when I was in my mom's womb. When I was like six, I lived on the north side. My partner's name was Carvey Lynch, and I played drums and he played guitar, and we made music. I was rocking out at that age. I have a lot of happy thoughts about my childhood up until my high school years when I start kind of rebelling from what I was taught and I start making some bad decisions for myself. I'm still dealing with some of those decisions I made then right now. I didn't excel too much academically because I was like a class clown. Didn't stay focused. I messed around. I was so goofy in my senior year and I flunked music. All my shortcomings were my own fault. I didn't stay focused, but I should have. Education comes first. It'll take you so far in life. And right now, you got a great opportunity to make the best of that. I quit the band in 1980. And at that point, I went on to work. And my girlfriend's father was a general contractor, and that was my first job. I was a general contractor. I was like 19. Being in the band, being like a rock star, so to speak, started to affect my life from that point on. I struggled with drugs and alcohol in my life. And at this point right now, I'm coming up on 5 years clean. I was taught when I was younger, if you never seen a man, you can never be a man. So I had mentors. They weren't called mentors. But in actuality, that's what they were. Like my dad, like my uncles. I had older cousins, my granddad. I actually took a little bit of all of their characteristics and made myself who I am today. I didn't go to college. Education is king. Now I'm in a situation to where if I would have went to school, I could have been a dictator of my employment. I love history. I love black history. I would have liked to have gotten to a field to where I can work with people and help people in the community, like a social worker or something like that. If you don't have the opportunity to go to college and stuff, make sure you go get you some job training, like a plumber or a carpenter or electrician, because there's a demanding work field for those people who do that type of work. There's always a need for houses and stuff to be built. Lock on to something that you want to do and you're passionate about and you like doing, man, and you just ride it until the wagon wheels fall off. Because before you know it, when you get out of high school, years are going to start popping past like this, man. You don't want to have no idle time on your hands. You want to keep yourself resourceful every year of your life, and you want to make progress. You have to have respect to receive respect. You have to have respect for yourself, for others, for elders, for everything and everybody. And I think that that would like help mellow out some of the violence that's going on, especially among ourselves. And then A lot of times when you get down to the root of the problem, it's just something so minute that there's no way life should be taken behind the issues that are going on. There's nothing that you can't obtain. You have to just persevere and fight through all obstacles. And you're going to come through a bunch of obstacles in your lifetime, but it's going to be nothing but a test of your faith, bro. Whatever you want to do, you can do, man.
This oral history was collected by youth interviewers Devon Hamlin, Maxwell Martin, and Michael Mosley. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at crossingfences.org.